Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Lana, who wrote in, "Hi Megan, I just tried to order my point shoes for my summer intensive and found out that my maker retired. I have tried some other similar makers and none of them are as good. I don't know what to do. Any suggestions? Thank you, I just love your show." I hope I'm saying your name right, Lana. Sorry if I'm butchering it. This is a really annoying problem, and it happens to us as professionals sometimes. It sounds like you're using Freed's. I don't know of many other point shoes that have specific makers with different styles, and it sounds like you're also doing a custom order. So my advice is to just try on every single stock shoe of a Freed you can find. Like, even if you think the shoe looks weird, just try it on your foot. Try everything. I personally wore Freed Studios when I was a student. I don't know if they make those anymore, but they were a nice supplement when you can't get an actual Freed maker shoe anymore. Most important, when you are quickly looking for a new point shoe, you want to make sure your toes fit easily into the box and that each toe can lay flat without being squished up on top of one another. So the box fit is really important. And second, you want to make sure that the vamp is long enough. The vamp is the space on your point shoe between the tip of the shoe and the drawstring, for those of you that are not dancers out there. If you see your toes at all when your foot is in the shoe, the vamp is too short. And if you do a demi point and the crease is too high up your foot, then the vamp is too long. So there's other things about a point shoe that you can customize a bit on your own after you buy them, but the most important is the fit of the box. You don't want to purchase a shoe that doesn't fit well in that area. So it should feel as cozy as a point shoe can feel. It's a guess and check kind of thing. Try on everything out there. And if you know, for instance, you have really, really square toes, don't go for a tapered shoe. If you have bunions, you're going to need a brand with a little more width. Once you find a shoe with a box that works well for you, you can kind of whittle the rest down on your own and customize the shoe to your own satisfaction, and at least good enough for just taking summer course classes. So say you have a shoe that you like, but it's like too high on the side when the satin comes up, too high between your midfoot and your heel, you can kind of pinch the satin down and tack it with a thread and needle. I actually have a point shoe video that kind of explains this well. It's on YouTube, maybe you've seen it, but that can be one way to like customize the way the cut of the shoe can come around as the satin comes towards your heel. And then the shank can be a bit customizable too. I have two cardboard shanks in my shoe, personally, in my make of Freed, and I like to bend my shank where my foot arches, and then I slice the two cardboards apart from the heel end with a pair of scissors. Then I peel down, I separate the cardboards until I get to the point where my foot arches. It's about a quarter of the way down the shank, and then I cut the cardboard that is farthest away from my foot, so it's kind of like a semi three-quartering of a shoe, and it can make an uncomfortable shank feel a lot more flexible and like you can easily point your foot, but you still have the support of one piece of cardboard going the whole full length of your arch. I don't know how all shoes are made now, and you might not have this kind of option, but three-quartering in general is always an option to edit the shank if you need to and fix the shoe to fit your foot a little bit better. But most important is the box fit. I will add one last thing. At New York City Ballet, when Freed is no longer working for a dancer, maybe their maker retired, or their shoes are on back order, or they need something with a wider fit, it is starting to become a good fit for dancers to switch to block, sometimes even just temporarily to fill up their order. They are making shoes very similar to Freed now, and it has a really nice fit and performance, so I would try out block too, if all else fails, and I wish you the best this summer. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. We will be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask me a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also write me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com.